Acts of kindness are the same in all languages. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Acts of kindness are the same in all languages. That's nice. That's nice. And that's good. But the really good thing is to do acts of kindness for yourself. And it's the same too. In all languages it's recognized, but do acts of kindness for yourself. Now, how do we do acts of kindness for ourselves? We do acts of kindness for ourselves when we start liking ourselves. But I like myself. No, you don't. I do. I like myself. No, you don't. Why are you telling me I don't like myself when I say I like myself? Because I like myself. No, you don't. If you liked yourself, you would not treat yourself the way you do. For one thing, when you get up in the morning, do you go in the bathroom and look in the mirror and say, "Hi, God, how are you doing?" Do you say, "It's a wonderful day, God. I'm so happy that I created this body for me to live in here and do these things in. I'm a healthy, hearty, happy, wonderful person." Do you say that? Yeah. See, that's an act of kindness. That's an act of reference to yourself. You know, you're what you see in the mirror is what you are. So, do you say in the morning when you get up, "It's a beautiful day"? And when you put clothes on, do you say, any clothes that you put on, any piece, you say, "This is the most beautiful trousers that I've ever worn. The most beautiful skirt I've ever put on. The most beautiful clothing that I've ever owned. Oh, it is glorious. Oh, I feel so good putting these clothes on." Or do you just throw something on and you say, "Well, let's see, what color do I like today?" You know, or something like that. Or what is clean, you know, and or not what is even clean. Just put on anything. Let other people bother with your body odor. I was in Fry's electronics store, and the different people were waiting on me at the camera counters and various other things. And this one pleasant young man came up to me. He was Japanese and very intelligent, very knowledgeable. But every time he lifted up his arm, it was just really tremendous. And I felt like I should say something to him, and then I thought, no, I will just see him whole and perfect and beautiful. I see him handling these things well. But he didn't care. He did not wear a deodorant, because if he did, it would have kept it in check, you know. But he didn't. And he, "I don't need that. I'm, you know," or whatever. Or maybe he ran out, you know. But the thing is, he was my mirror. So I smelled my own. Double check to see that I was in good shape too before I was going around judging other people. And because he's my mirror, you know. So I was in good shape. I'm always in good shape. And then I thought, hey, I don't smell that. I don't choose to smell anything that's unsavory or unpleasant for me. So he didn't smell anymore. He didn't. And he was so helpful telling me all about the video cameras that they had that you hold just in your hand like this here. So tiny and so complete, doing an hour's work with high resolution, high whatever the other term is, high definition. And really very nice. Really very nice. And the price was really very nice, too. Way up there. But it was at JVC, and it was nice. So, you see, what acts of kindness do I do for myself? I go around the world and meet people here and there. I go to town. I visit people here coming onto campus and stuff like that. And what do I do? And I thought, yeah, what do I do? What is the primary desire of my heart in living? What act of kindness would I do to myself that was the most desirable thing that I could ever do? And the thought comes to me that the most desirable act of kindness I could do to myself was to like myself. Just plain like myself. Love myself, I love myself, I love everything. But to like myself, that means I appreciate who I am and what I'm doing. I appreciate every little nuance of my life. I appreciate everything and I delight in it. Now, How do I learn how to do that? How do I learn how to delight in myself? Well, we have a technique that is a big joke. It's a big joke because people use it to a point and then they quit. Sylvia, when you go to the doctor, he gives you a pill. You take all the pills. When the bottle is empty, then you're done. You don't leave 5-6 pills in the bottle. You don't do that. That's not the rule. The rule is you got to take all the pills the doctor gives you as a prescription. Oh, well, I feel good now. I don't need the pills. The doctor says take them. I feel wonderful. I don't need the pills. Well, the doctor says take them. Look, if you are so smart that you can go to the doctor and get his advice and then follow half of it, then be so smart to know why you should be taking them all. Now, why should you take all the pills that the doctor gives you when the doctor gives you pills? He prescribes a certain amount because for your general condition and the general purpose and the general direction, these pills are necessary. You will feel good in a very short time, but you take the pills to kill off any bacteria or any viruses that might be lurking around in your system that take a little longer to kill. And so you take the pill. And if you don't take the pill, you won't do the kill. And if you don't do the kill, you have the virus back and you'd be at the doctor's office again. Okay, now, why did you go to the doctor in the first place? If you would use affirmations, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole, you wouldn't have to go because you'd be whole and perfect. But no, you're not smart enough to use those affirmations long enough to have them bring results, you know? Just like the doctor's pills, you got to use them long past the time that you feel wonderful. I feel so good I don't have to say I'm whole and perfect anymore. I'll go around thinking other thoughts. Keep that going. Keep that going. I'm whole and perfect. Let that be a clarion call in your mind and your heart and your being that this is an act of kindness you're doing to your body. You see, your body needs to have feedback. It needs to realize that you're the master. And if you're not the master, then subconscious conditions and unconscious conditioning, they'll all take over. And the consciousness of the world, that'll take over. All these things will take over because you're not the boss. They say 99.9% of the people do not have spiritual illumination. That's interesting. 0.1% of the people in the world have bliss or spiritual illumination. And they got it through meditation, they got it through whatever techniques they got it through, but they got it through a very strenuous, tedious, demanding way. Now, why? Because their mind keeps wanting to go back and say, you're not nice, you're not whole and perfect, you're not created in your original purity and integrity, you're not. And you, as a meditator, continually say, all is in peace, all is in harmony, all is in peace, all is in harmony. You say that so that that becomes a mantra in your thinking, in your thought, and you will not depart from that. And you'll get results. You'll get results. A little boy who goes around the neighborhood saying, everybody likes me, everybody's my friend. The adults are my friend, the children are my friends, everybody's my friends, everybody's my friend. What happens to him? Everybody is his friend. Another kid goes around, why doesn't Johnny like me? Why don't they like me? Why don't this here like me? Why doesn't that work out? Why do the neighbors say, don't come over here, play in your own yard? Why? And for him, they say, hey, I'm so happy whenever you come here. I got some brown sugar for you. I got something good for you, you know? Got some treat for you. You see, when you like yourself, everybody likes you. When you don't like yourself, nobody likes you, including yourself. And you see, to continue to have this condition of liking yourself, of enjoying yourself, you have to do these acts of kindness to yourself. And when you do these acts of kindness to yourself, what are you doing? You're doing it to your world. Because everybody in your world responds with acts of kindness, responds with a great feeling of joy and harmony and peace and wonderment. They delight in you. You see, when you are a kind being, you're wonderful. Now, just for instance, look at these successful men in business or women. Look at these successful people in business. I don't like to say men and women because there's no separation. Think of these successful people in business. Now, what are these successful people doing? They like themselves. They like themselves. They think that they're worthwhile. They think that they're good, and they are. They think they're fantastic, and they are. And they're successful, and they are. Now, you, whoever you may be, saying, I don't know why I'm never successful. I don't know why I never succeeded at anything. I don't know why. Because you say you're not successful. Because you say you don't succeed. You got to start someplace. When you are sitting behind the wheel of the car and learning how to drive, you say, I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. And I know how to drive perfectly. And then you follow the directions of your instructor. Now, there are two instructors. One instructor is sitting next to you, telling you what to do. And the other instructor is inside of yourself. Now, if you don't have the instructor sitting next to you, you still have the instructor inside of you. And you know what to do. You know how to operate the vehicle. You drive slowly at first so that you get accustomed to it. You drive slowly at first and you shift the gears properly and you shift the drive and whatever, reverse and what have you. And you drive slowly and you slowly do this and you get accustomed to the car. You learn the car. You're not learning how to drive. You're learning the car. Once you know how to use the car, once you know how to manipulate the car, then you can start driving. Because you don't drive until you learn how to use the car. Now, you don't write a book on a typewriter until you learn to use the typewriter. The typewriter is not going to write the book for you. You're going to write the book. The typewriter is merely going to be your vehicle through which you're writing that book or the computer. So, you see, you want to learn the computer so you can learn the computer to use it in 100 different ways. You learn how to write by going within yourself and listening and perhaps reading a few books on writing that give you a few principles of writing. Now, you see, that doesn't come instantly. It can. It can. There are many people who are so aligned, so in tune with their divine self that they can do anything they choose to do instantly. That's nice, huh? Yeah. And you can too. But you can't as long as you say, I can't. As long as you say, I've got to learn how. As long as you say, hey, you're learning to use the instrument, but you're not really learning to use it. You're doing it right away. You're practicing on it. You're getting in there. You're turning on the key. You're turning the car around in the corner. And, I went too fast. And you learn to go the proper speed that you can manage. And then as you do this, say for a week. Oh, for instance, when the young boy was here.
Giordano
from Switzerland. He didn't know how to run the tractor. So I showed him how to run the tractor. I said, now, Giordano, you stay on the level and you drive anywhere you want on the level and you make corners, you back up, you do this and you raise and you do this. And I said, you do that now for 2 days. And at the end of 2 days, I'll check you and see how you are. And see, he taught himself. I showed him how to manipulate the gears and how to do the thing, but he taught himself. And after 2 days, he was wonderful. He had respect for it. He realized what it should do. Then I gave him a few additional tips on how to drive it most beneficially so it won't tip over or something like that, you know. And he appreciated that too. But he's a master. He did not want to go beyond the limit that I offered to him. He did not want to say, I want to drive the whole thing right now. I want to go up and up. He just did what I told him. Now, when Sabrina came here, and she wanted to learn how to drive the Jeep, the golf cart. Who taught her?
Cynthia.
And what did you teach her? Did you teach her to drive fast?
No.
Did you teach her to go up and down hills and to go on steep slopes and stuff like that? Did you teach her to razzle-dazzle it?
No.
You taught her to respect it and to love it. And to enjoy it. And it's not a toy. It is a very important tool. And a tool has to be treated a little differently than a toy. But of course, if you treat a toy with respect, it'll last too. But you see, now, Sylvia didn't get in there and say, blah, blah, do what you want, Joan. But this is what we do. This is what we do. We learn to respect ourselves by acts of kindness. And the acts of kindness we do to ourselves is saying, I like me, and by realizing that we are learning through affirmations to put causes in motion to bring about effects that we want in our life. And the only way to bring about the effects of the causes we want in our life is to be consistent on the effect, on the cause. If we're going to change the cause, the effect will change. If we're going to keep consistent on the cause, the effect will be consistent too. So when you say, I like me, when you say all is in divine order, when you say all that good stuff, then it's done. When you don't say that, it's not done. So, bear with me on these things. Like yourself and enjoy yourself and realize you can do it. And when you feel that you have to go to the doctor, and bless you, doctors are good, then follow his instructions. If you have to go to the psychiatrist, follow his instructions. If you have to go to the grocer and he says, now, this has to be cooked this today, it's at the end of the cycle of this product, you've got to go to the end of the cycle. And if the end of the cycle smells, you don't even go there, you dump it, you know. So you have to know, and you have to follow the instructions. And the best teacher is who?
Inside.
Ourself. Inside ourself. And listen to that teacher and follow that teacher. And when you follow that teacher, the day will come when you don't need exterior beings to guide you along your path of wholeness and perfection, because you'll be following it from within. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.